When Governor Cuomo introduced what he calls the Justice Center for Protection of People with Special Needs, he said it would establish the strongest standards and practices in the nation. The new agency would employ a staff special prosecutor and inspector general. They'd pursue allegations of abuse of the mentally and physically disabled in the care of the state and increase penalties for those convicted. It would also set up a 24-hour hotline to report suspected abuse and create a statewide database of workers convicted of abuses to prevent them from ever being hired again. Cuomo said at the time that the legislation will be his number one priority for the end of the legislative session.
This is the most important, and this is the most critical. This is 1 million people.
The reforms come after a New York Times series that found widespread abuse at group homes and other state-run facilities with offenders rarely disciplined. Cuomo's plan was quickly approved by the Republican-led state Senate, but Democrats in the Assembly are expressing some reservations. Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver says he's concerned that the investigative process would not be independent enough.
We have concerns about, obviously, it being a totally internal process. And, that there is no outside review.
Silver says those who complain about abuses they might witness while working at a state facility would have to report them to someone who also works for the Cuomo administration.
I think there has to be some way in which somebody can be heard other than an employee of the state of New York.
Silver spoke just before addressing an Assembly-sponsored forum on disabled rights issues. The Assembly planned to pass a package of bills, but Cuomo's Justice Center proposal was not among them. The speaker says he's talking about his concerns with the governor. He expects some kind of compromise will eventually be reached. Disabled rights advocate Michael Carey was also at the event. Carey's autistic 13-year-old son Jonathan was killed while in the care of a state center for the developmentally disabled. His caregiver was convicted of manslaughter for suffocating the boy in the backseat of a van while another colleague watched and did nothing. Carey, who has advocated for systematic reform to prevent abuse of disabled children, is highly critical of Cuomo's proposal. He calls it the fox guarding the hen house.
I believe this is going to be stopped in its current format. This is not an independent agency, and it is not about protecting the disabled. It is the exact opposite. It's about protecting the state against lawsuits and all these hundreds of provider agencies, and it's about keeping the police out of the loop by not notifying 911 and independent law enforcement. And that's how they've been craftily able to cover up abuse for decades in New York State.
Carey says he told top Cuomo administration officials about his concerns, but his views were not heeded.
I gave advice and almost all of it was blown off.
Assembly Republican Minority Leader Brian Kolb, who also attended the Assembly Forum, says he too has some concerns about Cuomo's bill.
Obviously, the mission should be to help those that are disabled and make sure that they're not being abused and making sure that those are abusing, that we move swiftly and quickly to remedy that. But also, there can't be any false protections just because you work in state government. So the intent of the governor's bill is the right intent, but now we got to look at the devil in the details.
In a statement, Cuomo's Deputy Secretary of Health, James Introne, says the new agency will be independent and accountable. He says they've already begun the process to create an independent not-for-profit watchdog to monitor the system. And he says the legislation calls for incident review committees for every provider of care to the disabled. Those committees would include representatives of families, consumers, and advocates. And he says they'd be empowered to review the adequacy of investigations and propose changes to prevent similar incidents in the future. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.